Welcome to Strength for the Journey. Thanks for joining us again. Strength for the Journey is a radio program designed to strengthen the believer for the days that lie ahead. We have a website at strength4thejourney.com, and this is radio program number 77 if you're listening by shortwave radio. We also have a new radio station. It's S4 TJ Radio that plays previous Strength for the Journey programs as well as worship music, and it's mixed throughout the day with different scheduled programs. So I think you'll enjoy that. We also have apps that are available that you can click on if you have an Apple phone or an Android phone that you can listen to the programs. Today I have in the studio with me my good friend David Williams, and we want to discuss some things that are heavy on our heart. Today is a day that is probably like none other. There is a historical day that I believe is a sad day for America, because today, as we're recording this program, the Supreme Court has decided that gay marriage is a constitutional right. And I believe that this now sets a new precedent, not only for the backsliding and the sliding back of America away from God, but it will accelerate the things that are going to go on that is going to force God's hand of judgment upon America. And as we were just in our office the other day and talking with another couple in the office, David brought up a prophecy that was given to a man back in 1965. That's 50 years ago this prophecy was given to this man. And we're going to spend the day, this program here today, discussing this prophecy. I think that is very relevant to today. And it's almost like a word that's been kept in a time capsule for today, especially today that's the day that this decision has been made. David, thanks for joining us today on this program. And I have a kind of a grievous in my heart today as this word is coming alive now. And I think people need to be aware of what's going on right now in the spirit realm and the throne room of God. What sort of decisions is God about to make?
Well, I think a lot of us are grieving right now. And, you know, we've spoken about recently how what an indictment it would be against the church if prior to handing out this opinion that the Supreme Court handed out today, if they had said, well, as a barometer, as a gauge for how we should make this decision, let us consult the Church of the United States of America, because we're told in Scripture that the Church is the pillar and foundation of the truth. So let's go ahead and consult them and see what they say. And then, you know, if they were to consult us and take a look at us, that we're ordaining homosexual ministers, that we are... you know, that we're winking the eye at what God calls an abomination, then they would be able to, with a clean conscience, much like Pilate did with the people of God at that time, and say, well, we wash our hands of the matter. We're just going to take the people of God and mm-hmm. go with their decision. I mean, what a sad thing that would be. And interestingly enough, what we're talking about today is a prophecy that was given in 1965, 50 years ago. By a man by the name of Stanley Frodsham, and he was a man that was affectionately called a God's prophet with a pen, and he was not an eloquent mm-hmm. speaker by all accounts, but he did write some very insightful, profound things. And specifically, 50 years ago, he had spent a year prior, 1964, just grieving before the Lord at the state of his nation, at the state of the church. Specifically, you know, 1964, if we rewind, that was the year that the Beatles were introduced to the United States of America, the so-called British invasion. It was the year that that Cassius Clay decided to join the Nation of Islam and become Muhammad Ali. A lot was going on in the nation at that time. Nothing compared to what's going on now, but it was in the midst of that time that that this man had this warning from God. And, you know, he said, he was quoted as having said that, "I'm sure God has much for us who will get desperate and spend much time waiting on him." And in the last letter that he wrote to his daughter in 1964, before he passed away, he wrote, "Make much of the word of God, make much of the blood, and make much of the shortness of time."
You know, it says here too that just looking, doing a little research, I encourage you to do a little research on this man. on the internet, but it says in 1964, the Spirit of God started to continually bring solemn prophetic warnings to him of coming delusion and error that would come to the churches. He warned of a spirit of deception coming to those who did not hold fast to the truth of the Bible and walk in holiness and righteousness. And I believe that over the last 50 years that we have allowed a spirit of delusion and false teachings that has invaded the church, that is not held true to the entire Word of God. And so now we're at a point right now that many people don't really know how to hear and discern the Lord's voice. They get these prophetic words that people send out over big news sources, and they say, this is the word from the Lord. And when I read these things, I said, no, I don't hear the Lord's voice in this message at all. But when you began to speak this prophetic word that was given in 1965, you know, you just hear the Lord's voice behind the word. So I want you to go ahead and just share the word. I just ask the audience that are listening right now just to close your eyes and just really pay attention to this word and really pray and seek the Lord whether this word be true. I believe it is, but we all have to seek the Lord for ourselves to hear if this is the Lord speaking to us.
Yes, so again, this is a word that was given in 1965 by Stanley Frodsham. And he says, "With great judgments will I plead with the population of this country. Great darkness is coming upon the countries that have heard my gospel, but no longer walk in it. My wrath shall come upon them. The darkness shall be so great and the anguish so sore that men will cry out for death and shall not find it. There shall be a lingering death, famine, and great catastrophes. My wrath shall be manifested against all ungodliness. It shall come with great intensity. You have known my love, but have not known my wrath or my severity. My judgments are literal and not a thing to be lightly passed over. Realize the severity of my judgments and my intense anger against the sin in my household. The judgments shall begin in my house, for I will cleanse my house that it be not partaker of my wrath against the iniquities of the cities. Before I visit the nations in judgment, I will begin at my house. When I do cause my wrath to come upon the cities of the world, my people shall be separate. I desire a people without spot or wrinkle, and such shall be preserved by me in the time of my wrath, coming upon all iniquity and unrighteousness. I am going to prepare you for the coming days by a hard path that will cause you to cry out continually unto me. For when the going is easy, men do not seek me, but rejoice in a temporary blessing. And when that blessing is removed, they so often turn this way and that way, but do not come to me. I am showing you these things that you may seek me continually and with great diligence. As you seek me, I will open up truths to you that you have not seen before, and these very truths will be that which will enable you to stand in these last days. As you are persecuted, reviled, and rejected by your brethren, then you will turn unto me with all your heart and seek me for that spiritual life you have need of. And when tribulation comes, you will have that which will enable you to stand. For many shall be tossed to and fro. Men's hearts shall fail them because of trouble on every hand. For these days shall be very terrible, the like of which has never been seen before. When I visit my people in mighty revival power, it is to prepare them for the darkness ahead. With the glory shall come great darkness, for the glory is to prepare my people for the darkness. I will enable my people to go through because of the visitation of my Spirit. Take heed to yourselves, lest you be puffed up and think that you have arrived. Many shall be puffed up as in the olden days, for many then received my message, but they continued not in it. Did I not anoint Jehu? Yet the things I desired were not accomplished in his life. Listen to the messengers, but do not hold men's persons in admiration. For many whom I shall anoint mightily with signs and miracles shall become lifted up and shall fall by the wayside. I do not this willingly. I have made provision that they might stand. I call many into this ministry and equip them. But remember that many shall fall. They shall be like bright lights, and the people shall delight in them. But they shall be taken over by deceiving spirits and shall lead many of my people astray. Hearken diligently concerning these things, for in the last days shall come seducing spirits that shall turn many of my anointed ones away. Many shall fall through diverse lusts, and because of sin abounding. But if you will seek me diligently, I will put my spirit within you. When one shall turn to the right hand or to the left, you shall not turn with them, but keep your eyes wholly on the Lord. The coming days are the most dangerous, difficult, and dark, but there shall be a mighty outpouring of my spirit upon many cities, and many shall be destroyed. My people must be diligently warned concerning the days that are ahead. Many shall turn after seducing spirits. Many are already seducing my people. It is those who do righteousness that are righteous. Many cover their sins by great theological words, but I warn you of seducing spirits who instruct my people in an evil way. Many of these I shall anoint, that they may purify and sift my people, for I would have a holy people. Many shall come with seducing spirits and hold out lustful enticements. You will find that after I have visited my people again, the way shall become more and more narrow, and fewer shall walk therein. But be not deceived. The ways of righteousness are my ways. For though Satan comes as an angel of light, hearken not to him. For those who perform miracles and speak not righteousness are not of me. I warn you with great intensity that I am going to judge my house and have a church without spot or wrinkle when I come. I desire to open your eyes and give you spiritual understanding, that you may not be deceived, but may walk with uprightness of heart before me, loving righteousness and hating every evil way. Look unto me, and I will make you to perceive with the eyes of the Spirit the things that lurk in darkness, that are not visible to the human eye. Let me lead you in this way, that you may perceive the powers of darkness and battle against them. It is not a battle against flesh and blood, for if you battle in that way, you accomplish nothing. But if you let me take over and battle against the powers of darkness, then they are defeated, and then liberation is brought to my people. I warn you to search the Scriptures diligently these last days, for the things that are written shall indeed be made manifest. There shall come deceivers among my people in increasing numbers who shall speak forth the truth and shall gain the favor of the people. For the people shall examine the Scriptures and say, "Well, what these men say is true." Then, when they have gained the hearts of the people, then and then only shall they bring out these wrong doctrines. Therefore, I say that you must not give your hearts to men, nor hold people's persons in admiration. For by these very persons shall Satan enter into my people. Watch for seducers. Do you think a seducer will brandish a new heresy and flaunt it before the people? He will speak the words of righteousness and truth, and will appear as a minister of light, declaring the word. The people's hearts shall be won. Then, when the hearts are won, they will bring out their doctrines, and the people shall be deceived. The people shall say, "Well, did he not speak thus and thus? And did we not examine it from the word? Therefore, he's a minister of righteousness. This that he has now spoken we do not see in the word, but it must be right, for the other things he spoke were true." Be not deceived, for the deceiver will work to gain the hearts of many, and then shall bring forth his insidious doctrines. You cannot discern those who are of me and those who are not of me when they start to preach. But seek me constantly, and then, when these doctrines are brought out, you shall have a witness in your heart that these are not of me. Fear not, for I have warned you. Many will be deceived. But if you walk in holiness and uprightness before the Lord, your eyes shall be open, and the Lord will protect you. If you will constantly look unto the Lord, you will know when the doctrine changes, and will not be brought into it. If your heart is right, I will keep you, and if you will look constantly to me, I will uphold you. The minister of righteousness shall be on this wise. His life shall agree with the word, and his lips shall give forth that which is wholly true, and it will be no mixture. When the mixture appears, then you will know he is not a minister of righteousness. The deceivers speak first the truth and then error, to cover their own sins which they love. Therefore, I exhort and command you to study the Scriptures relative to seducing spirits, for this is one of the great dangers of these last days. I desire you to be firmly established in my word and not in the personalities of men, that you will not be moved as so many shall be moved.
I would keep you in the paths of righteousness. Take heed to yourselves and follow not the seducing spirits that are already manifesting themselves. Diligently inquire of me when you hear something that you have not seen in the Word, and do not hold people's persons in admiration, for it is by this very method that Satan will hold many of my people. I have come that you might have life and have it more abundantly, that you may triumph where I have triumphed. On the cross, I triumphed over all the power of Satan, and I have called you to walk in the same path. It is when your life is on the cross that you shall know the victory I have experienced. As you are on the cross and seated in me, then you shall know the power of the resurrection. When I come in my glory, the principalities and powers in the heavenly places shall be utterly broken. Fear not, for I have given you power whereby you may tread down the powers of darkness and come forth victorious through every trial. As you are on the cross, then you are victorious. It was on the cross that I triumphed over all the powers of the enemy. My life shall flow through you as you enter into these precious truths. Look unto me and appropriate my life. As your eyes and desires are toward me, and you know what it is to be crucified with me, then you shall live, and your anointing shall increase. It was not in my life that I walked upon the earth, but it was in my life when I was upon the cross that I openly spoiled principalities and powers. I am showing you truths that shall cause you to overcome, to have power over the wicked one, truth that will liberate you and those round about you. You shall know also the fellowship of my sufferings. There is no other way whereby you may partake of this heavenly glory and reign with me. If we suffer with him, we shall reign with him. I desire to make those truths real within you. As you keep them before you, you will liberate many who are in bondage. You will have revelation of those who are in darkness and will have the keys to liberate the captives. Many seek to liberate, but they have not the keys. Upon the cross, continually, you will know the power of my resurrection, that you may also partake of my glory. As you are willing to walk with me and rejoice in your sufferings, you shall partake of my glory. Look unto me, for you have need of power to overcome the wicked one and the bondages in other lives. If you will indeed judge yourself, you shall not be judged. As you seek my face and desire to be cleansed by me in all truth and sincerity of heart, I will judge you in the secret place, and the things that are in the secret place of your heart shall not be made manifest to others. I will do it in the secret place, and no man shall know it. And the shame that shall be seen on many faces shall not be seen on your face. Therefore, in love and mercy I am instructing you. And therefore I have said that if a man judge himself, he shall not be judged. It is not my good pleasure that the shame of my people be seen by all. How can I judge the world if I judge not first my own house? Hearken unto these things I am telling you. If you will not hearken unto me, thy shame shall be evident to all. I would have you consider my life on earth. The anointing upon me was great, and yet the temptations were great on every side, in one form and then in another, offering me first the glory of the kingdoms of the earth, and then reviling and persecuting me. There will be great glory given to my people, and yet the temptations shall be intensified from every side. Think not that with the glory there shall be no temptations or persecutions. The glory of my church shall be great, and so shall be the temptations from the enemy to turn my people from my paths. I am warning you that when the glory shall be manifested, the temptations shall be great, until very few that start shall finish. First there shall be offered them great worldly possessions, and then great revilings and unbelief. Consider your Lord, that he has walked so, that as he walked, so it shall be for you. There shall be need of great intensity of purpose. At times, everyone shall rise up against you, simply to turn you from the course that I would put you in. It is written of me that I set my face as a flint to go to the direction my Father had prescribed for me. If you will finish the course the Lord has laid down for you, you will have to set your face as a flint. With great determination, you must walk in the course laid down for you. Many of your loved ones and those who follow with you shall persuade you and try to turn you from the course. With many words that seem right in the natural, they will speak to you. Did not Christ rebuke Peter, who would turn him from the course that God had prescribed? Understand these two things and meditate upon them solemnly. The persecution and the darkness shall be as great as the glory, in order to try to turn the elect and the anointed ones from the path that the Lord has laid down for them. Many shall start, but few shall be able to finish, because of the greatness of grace that shall be needed to be able to endure unto the end. The temptations and the persecution of your Lord was continuous. He was tempted by Satan in many forms throughout his entire life, and even to the cross, when the ungodly cried out, "If thou be the Christ, come down from the cross." Think not that there shall be a time of no persecution, for it shall be from the time of your anointing until the end. Difficulties and great persecution to the end. The Lord must prepare you to be an overcomer in all things, that you may be able to finish the course. The persecution shall increase, even as the anointing shall increase. In paths of judgment and righteousness shall the Lord God lead his people and bring them into that place which he has chosen for them. For the Lord has chosen a place for his people, a place of righteousness and holiness, where he shall encamp round about them. And all who will be led of the Lord shall be brought into this holy place. For the Lord delights to dwell in his people and to manifest himself through his people. The holiness of the Lord shall be manifested through his people. Let the Lord lead you, and he will lead you in difficult places. He led his people of old through a place where no man dwelt, where no man had passed through, in a place of great danger and in the shadow of death. The Lord will indeed again lead his people through such places, and yet he will bring them out into a place of great glory. Understand that the way toward the glory is fraught with great danger, and many shall fall to the right or to the left. Many shall camp on lesser ground. But the Lord has a place of holiness, and no unclean thing shall dwell among his people. Put your trust in him, and he will bring you into a place of holiness. He desires to bring his people into great glory, the like of which has never been seen, for what the Lord will do for those who put their trust in him. It is a place of darkness and great danger that separates his people into the place he would have them walk in. He will protect them from the voices that would turn them from his path. He will bring them through the dark places and through the treacherous paths out into the light of his glory. He will rejoice greatly over his beloved and cause you to be filled with joy unspeakable. He seeks to lead his people into a new place of grace and glory, where he will indeed encamp among them. Put your trust in him, and he will surely bring you into this new place. Fear not the days to come, but fear this only, that you shall walk in a manner pleasing to the Lord. In this time I am ordering and setting up my church, and it shall indeed be pure, without spot or wrinkle. I will do work in my beloved that has not been seen since the foundation of the world. I have shown you these things, that you may seek the Lord diligently with all your heart, and that you may be a preserver of his people. Run not to this one, nor to that one, for the Lord has so ordained that salvation is in him and in him alone. You shall not turn to this shepherd or to that one, for there shall be a great scattering upon the earth. Therefore, look unto him, and he will indeed make these things clear to you. You shall not look here nor there, for the wells that once had water shall be no more. For as you diligently seek him, he shall increase your strength and your faith, that he may be able to prepare you for this time that is coming. The truths that I have revealed to you must become a part of you, not just an experience, but a part of your very nature. Is it not written that I demand truth in the inward parts? It is the truth of the Lord expressed in your very being that shall hold you. Many shall experience the truth, but the truth must become a part of you, your very life. As men and women look upon you, they will hear not only the voice, but see the expression of the truth. Many shall be overcome because they are not constant in my ways, and because they have not permitted the truths to become a part of them. I am showing you these things that you may be prepared, and having done all, to stand.
Wow. That's all I can say is wow. That's a long word, but it's a very true word that all of us need to heed right now, is that this is the word of the Lord right now. He's preparing his bride He's preparing a holy people, and he's separating those who really love him from those who don't. And we have to really examine our hearts right now to find out whether this is us. Does this, can you look back and look through this word and say, am I who he's talking to? Am I this people that he's talking about, this church that will not take the glory for himself? Pastors, if you're listening to this program right now, this is a we all have to very much examine ourselves right now, because there's a great responsibility that's been given to the pastors, and that is to lead the sheep, to feed the sheep and not feed from the sheep. And we have to feed the truth to the sheep right now. The sheep are hungry. They're famished because the truth has not been given to them. And they haven't gone into the Word for themselves to find out the truth for themselves. I want to encourage you to hunger for the truth as if you are dying right now and starving. Because that's the only place that we really get fed, is when we're hungering so much that we'll eat whatever God feeds us. Because most of us really truly have only been feeding from the dessert tray, from the buffet of God's Word, instead of really eating every word that proceeds from his mouth. And right now, the only thing that's going to feed us is every word that proceeds from his mouth. We have just a little bit of time left, David, but just real quickly, in 30 seconds or so, just what is, when you read that, what kind of encouragement or what word can you give to the people that will make them really take notice of where they're at right now?
Well, you know, what stands out to me is the stern warning to watch out for those who would bring deception. And, you know, the best safeguard against that would be to stay in the Word and to examine the Scriptures as that word, brought forth. And, you know, in the kingdom of God, there will be no rebellion. And I think that it is just sound advice for all of us to cry out to the Lord and say, Lord, see if there is any impure way in me, see if there's any rebellion. We want that to be dealt with now and not later. You know, again, we want to be judged now, not later.
That's right. So thank you so much for listening here. Thanks, David, for being with us today on Strength for the Journey. Again, our website is strength4thejourney.com, and we'll see you next time.
I will be